Yes, we'll be fine.
Now, getting the role. How was it a straight audition, or were you called in for it, or?
I was called in for it actually by. I went straight to producers. I had done an episode of CSI, and it was the same casting director. But you know, I did say I had to do the normal audition process where I went in front of producers, and then you know, I was called back, and then called back again. I had to test for the network and for the studio, and so it was a large process.
But the director thought that, that you would be appropriate for the role. Did he give any reason why?
I met the director right before the studio test, and we had a work session, as they did with everybody. And from the first moment, he just said, you've got the character, you've got the idea. And then the test the next day, of course, was hell, as they always are in those things. And I really didn't think I would get the role, but I did. And you know, it's just been a process of finding the character as we move along and changing the character. And, you know, they put a lot of trust in me as a new actor.
I'll ask you back in a second.
Now, we were talking about getting into motivation. You've been through classes. This is something probably not covered in Arachnids. The mindset of an alien character. What did you do for inspiration to get behind something that just really has no reference point in the real world?
Well, that's definitely, I've actually talked about that before to my husband and friends, and it's like, you don't have a reference point. It's one place, there's one thing playing a person that, you know, who's an alcoholic, and you've known alcoholics, so you know the struggle and that sort of thing. But to play a robot, you can't. And that's why I really tried to make, you know, because of their humanoid robot, I like to flirt with the idea of how they were almost made too human. So there's elements of feeling and emotion. And I kind of liken it to a child sometimes, learning feelings and learning things. So you feel it, but you don't really know what you're feeling.
And anger, jealousy, or spite, kind of go over the top.
Yeah, and as children sometimes do, a temper tantrum because, you know, they can't find their sock or whatever it may be. And you know, as adults, we sometimes do that as well. Or you get stressed or whatever, and you lash out. And that's what I do with number six. Sometimes, you know, she'll feel the emotions and can't quite understand them. But she may lash out, or she may be hurt by it, or she may, you're not really going to quite know what she's going to do. And that's what I want to keep the audience kind of guessing.
That kind of leads into the next bit. I'm working with you for the jam. Obviously, you have to do a lot of one-on-one. How do you guys do together work ahead of time, reading the scenes, or is it just get the script and go?
No, what we do is, you know, we don't sit down and rehearse the scenes, but we sit down and we talk about the scene. You know, even if we're not, if it's on set and we're doing a scene, or, you know, we're waiting for the lighting or whatever, we may talk about a scene that's coming up. Or, you know, if we get revisions, we may call each other on the phone and go, okay, what do you think about this, or whatever. But quite often, a lot of times, you just do it on the day, and as you're shooting, you go, okay, well, I don't like this, or I'm going to say this and set, you know. You just, you do work with each other.
You can take a picture of this really fine when you're sitting there.
Maybe television and far away from the theater. So I was never really being able to watch anything. So
from what you've seen so far, do you feel sci-fi's getting toward a darker trend, especially Battlestar?
Yeah, I think everything has its ebbs and flows and cyclical kind of things. And if that's the way the direction is going right now, you know, it's fitting with our times. And you know, but it's also, as Richie Cash was saying this morning, it's also because the networks are more open to showing darker. So, you know, before there was a lot more codes that you couldn't do, and now with cable, you can show more than you can on network. And you know, so I think that has a lot to do with it as well.
Battlestar tends to focus. It's very realistic, I suppose. This is the sort of story can take place anywhere.
Time, I didn't mean